Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And it's time for part 9 of a look at this terrific little book, The Power of One by Tim Roberts, a book all about issues surrounding Christian unity. And today I want to talk about the difference between being a peacekeeper and a peacemaker. If we're going to have true unity in our Christian groups, then we need to have the ability to make peace, not keep the peace. In this context, Tim talks about his marriage on page 119 of the book. He talks about his marriage and the fact, he says, that we need to argue, listen, disagree, forgive, dream, reason, take time out, and then come together with new thoughts to make our marriage work. We have, by God's grace, been married for 20 years, and we are still discovering, changing parts of ourselves and each other that need talking through and figuring out. Key phrase here, we have decided that silence between us is not our default mode. Silence between us is not our default mode. Whether it might naturally be that way, they have decided that it cannot be their default mode. Silence is a killer for unity in marriage, and I believe silence is a killer in unity amongst Christian groups. We get isolated, then we get silent, we don't communicate with one another, and things grow in an unhealthy way. It's then that the weeds grow, or what the Bible might call a bitter root. We're called by Jesus to be peacemakers, not peacekeepers. The key verse perhaps there is in Matthew 5. Amongst the Beatitudes we find this: blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. That's verse 9 of Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Peacemakers. A peacemaker is not a peacekeeper. A peacekeeper will do anything to keep people apart, stop them hitting each other. A peacemaker is someone who reasons and then points to a higher principle than either of these two parties have so far considered, and then brings them together, and they can be united. Isn't that what God does with us? He makes peace between us and him through Christ on the cross. We look at Christ and we can be united with God, but also as we look at Christ, we can be united with one another. So I think my question is, what helps you to make peace with your fellow brother or sister in Christ? What are some of the guiding principles that help you to break through the inertia of being apart and being separate, perhaps even keeping a peace but not making one? What helps you to break through? The breakthroughs I'd be very interested to hear about, because they'll help me and help all of us if we're stuck in trying to make peace with another person. Please share your breakthrough tips for how we can make peace and then be united in Christ in the way that Jesus has always dreamed of. If you've got any thoughts, please email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.